Hello, everyone, and welcome to the big show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And I'm happy to be here today because I get to hang out with familiar faces, some of whom I feel like I haven't seen in forever, even though I know it's only been a couple weeks. Ian, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
Well,
it's
great
usual.
to see you.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent this week seems to have been upgrade city for most of the Apple products that I work with. That's been fun. And my new bit of excitement is my work phone they supply me with. I thought I'd make a change, and they said, "Oh, you can have, what would you prefer, Apple or iOS?" And I thought, well, since I only use this really on and off, I'll have an Android for a change. So I've got a Samsung device. It's quite fun, to be honest. Chance to have a little play. Otherwise, I'm good. The last couple of weeks, I've been teaching and I've been on holiday, and I'm going to be on holiday again next week. So I won't be here next week because I'll be in Scotland land.
I do have a story for you, Ian. Since you now have
do.
An Android,
oh,
you
great.
Have a Samsung.
I have a. It's fresh out of the box today. So I, at the moment, my knowledge is limited. Oh, look, here he is.
Hey.
Sorry.
Huh. I mean, oh, great. Look who showed up.
Who's this guy anyway? Who's that guy?
Which literally just started, like, I don't know, a minute or two ago. We were like, okay, you're not
coming. You can all shut up and leave me alone.
We could. But you know us. We're not going to be.
Yeah, not going to happen. Yeah.
That's upset me now because that means I've got to find a story.
Yes.
Yes, it does. Hey, you know, as long as you're here, just dropping in the middle of whatever we've got going on. Ewan, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm okay. I managed today really badly, which is why I'm late. Dinner only just happened. But in my defense, my partner Clarice has got pneumonia, so I am dealing with a few other things as well. So
that's not good.
No, it's not great. Yeah, they caught it really early because she felt a bit dizzy on Monday, and I made her go to the ER. So
that's good.
Well, good call. And hopefully she's recovering and is going to be fine.
She's on antibiotics, but still getting a little bit woozy and dizzy periodically. So
yeah. Yeah, pneumonia sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
I had it 10 years ago myself, if you remember.
I remember you having pleurisy, which was kind of like a thing that...
No,
like
I had pneumonia.
Victorian illness.
No, I had. Fuck off.
Well, you're a Victorian, but is it even for Victorian?
I had proper. I had proper 2000s pneumonia.
I seem to remember hatching an escape plan for you from the hospital while you were
there. Yeah, I remember.
Well, Muller was there every day. I got to give him his credit. Muller was there every single day looking after me. So when Crikey Trousers wants to say Muller's a pain in the ass. Muller's banked a lot of good time with me.
Yeah, I do remember. You even joined the show once from the hospital. I remember that.
I don't think I was in the show.
No, you were.
I mean, I can barely breathe.
Well, I mean, maybe after
well,
when you were feeling...
Back, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
When I was there for my back,
yeah,
it wasn't
probably.
Because the pneumonia, I was not for six. I mean, Muller would sit there and I would sleep through his entire visit almost. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was your back.
Yeah.
So it was a great visit for you.
Relatively
I'll
speaking.
I'll see what you did there.
All right. Well, even though you're late... God. Wow, I can't believe how late you are. No, glad you're here with us, Ewan.
No, mate, go back 5 years. Go back 10 years. I'm early.
That is okay. True.
If
that is literally
if
true.
If we were rating on Doc Rock,
that's true.
Would be another hour before we started.
That's true.
Yeah, poor Doc. He could never figure out the time zone thing. Also, it was like the...
It was
like
not. You're giving him too much credit. He's
no.
just on Hawaiian time and
exactly.
a lazy bastard.
Doc is always late. Like, it doesn't matter. 15, 20 minutes is just normal.
Way too Hawaiian much time. Credit.
He's on Aloha time.
He is.
He's on Aloha time. Yep. Well, then I guess we can switch over to Baja time. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm happy to be back. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Yep, and great to see you too. So, the only person that's been here consistently lately,
Late.
Patrice.
Yeah, I thought you would say
That's
consistently late because I'm never on time. Like, that's not a thing for me. Not Doc Rock late, but I'm
you
usually a
are
couple minutes.
you fair. So your timing is very consistent.
Yes, yeah, that you can plan with. Yeah, good. Been a nice week. I last week Friday, so yeah, before the Mac show, I had the exam for my radio license, so I'm now legally allowed to operate a either like ground or airplane radio station and call people and whatever. So I do that, and I went flying.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I went flying on Sunday.
It's
I went
awesome.
to Hungary, so that was fun. Some
Nice.
Place that I the name is crazy.
I want credit for
Ferdomenš, whatever.
Backing away from the, well, you should have taken a packed lunch then.
I should have probably. No, it was fun. It's like there's a tiny airport, basically more or less across the Austrian border, Sopron area, and it's actually from a Austrian guy who built his own like landing strip just because he could. So yeah, but it's a really nice area. Really nice people there. It was fun. Weather was shit,
Nice.
but don't care. Flying was
Yeah,
fun.
but you know, at least you were earlier than Ewan. So there's that. I've missed you, Ewan, and I love
One
you.
minute later, you're still digging. I can't believe you. I cannot believe you.
It wouldn't be the same if I didn't, right? Yeah.
Quite.
So anyhow, now that we've gotten through the hazing part of the show, we might as well do some news stories. And Patrice, I see you have the first one up already.
Nope, that wasn't mine. That
Ian
was
was first.
Ian. That was for Ian, the story he should have picked.
Ah, yeah, no,
Oh, okay, so
I'm
Ian
some
has the
banking.
first story
I have a
then.
different one. I'd rather go with that one because I actually read the news article for that one. I know that goes against the grain of this sort of show, but yeah, I have actually read the article.
Wow.
Oh yeah. So wonders that never cease. Meta have had their large launch event of all their new toys, and one thing they've released is yet another upgraded pair of the Meta glasses. So this pair will have we're getting more and more like the Borg. So you'll now have a small screen you can project on the inside of your specs where you can see things, and you get a neural band, a th wristband thing that's not like a Whoop or anything like that, but instead lets you direct and control the apps on your glasses. So you look a complete twonk when you're sitting there doing this with your thing trying to make it do stuff. But we're still getting closer to these things actually being something like a usable tool. Something like. I mean, you've
Except
got the.
he couldn't really use it.
No, because he's an idiot.
Didn't work.
Because it didn't work.
One thing I'm interested about, has anyone seen anyone using the current Meta glasses live in the world? Now, I've seen it. I've seen Instagram has used them for car driving videos, and I've seen them occasionally used again in YouTube again for car driving videos, but I've not seen anyone in the real world Met that's had a pair on.
Nope.
I think the problem you've got there is that they're Ray-Ban based, aren't they? So
Yes.
everyone in London wears big glasses that make them look a twat, and it's hard to narrow it down thereafter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
So the
hard to
bloke who's
spot.
just bought some big glasses that make him look a twat.
Lovely.
It's all I could get, man. I went
Maybe
to a
the
place. It's
usual
like,
one to
what would you
the
like?
brand one.
I'd like something grey. I'd like something that's matte. I'd like something that's a bit off, you know, a bit different.
Yeah,
No, it's
we want to
black
show
or
you
tortoise
this from
shell.
our birth control collection.
Well, or from your
Ain't no
king
way I'm
from your
getting laid in
Kingsman
those.
collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
Yeah,
just
no, if you want to have
bought
sex with me, you've got to take your glasses off.
it. So yeah,
And I've got to say, Mark looks like a glasses twat with these on.
He does,
He
doesn't he?
does. He
Look at
does.
the
He
picture,
looks
it
pretty
looks properly
goofy.
like a big
It's
glasses
like
twat.
the glasses are a statement because behind them there's absolutely no substance.
No,
It's
no, no.
true.
He still looks like an android with or without them, doesn't he? He still
I think
looks
it's
like
true
a.
because there's a few million, $3 billion, but no substance.
Exactly. I've sold
You
millions
know,
of pairs. I mean, they say they've
lizard
sold millions
people
of pairs. That's
all
not
over the
exactly.
world are taking offense to what you just said.
Okay, it won't be the first time.
Yeah,
I mean, to be fair, the one thing they are doing is they're partnering with Essilor, which is one of the biggest manufacturers of glasses and lenses and everything else in the world. Good stuff as well, because that's what my Varies are made by them, and they're very good.
Well, except that there's really only two or three eyeglass companies in the world.
The actual lenses,
There
isn't
aren't
it?
that many choices. But
Well, we were
I mean,
sponsored by Hoyer, don't forget, Jeff.
yeah,
So we're
we
wearing lenses right now,
were.
Great
and
company.
Hoyer do great lenses, and they still do great lenses because I have those glasses there have got Hoyer lenses in. The only thing you've got is that when you pair with someone like Ray-Ban, you're pairing with a brand, and a brand has an identity. And I always use the example of hotels. So if you wanted to know what a Nike hotel looked like in your head, you could picture it because it's going to be minimalist. It's going to have striking colors. There'll be the Air Jordan room. There'll be the various brands of Nike that they've made that'll be in the gym and that kind of stuff. And the rooms will be fairly simple and fairly sparse and Bauhaus. But if you go to a Best Western, they all look completely nothing like each other. If you're going to pair, if you're going to pair with Ray-Ban, you're going to get a set of glasses that Ray-Ban want to give you. You're not going to get choices and options because every pair that they give you has got to have the Ray-Ban brand
Logo.
and moniker and design associated with it. Where if you went somewhere like Allgreen, who make amazing glasses, these are Allgreen design. They're flexible. They don't have a style as such. They make light and they like easy and you know very good styled of glasses, but they're not tied by a brand. That's where the problem comes, I
Well,
think.
you know, so one of those things, because of what they're trying to promote, you'd think they'd have gone for someone like Oakley for that kind of, because I've had prescription Oakleys a few times now. You'd think they'd have gone for Oakley as a brand, because you've got this dynamic and it's exercise focus and sport focus. It feeds all into kind of the thing that why you'd wear a pair of them, so you can film yourself riding your mountain bike through the valleys and all
Yeah,
this kind of
but
stuff.
Ray-Bans are cool,
No,
right? We're going to the cool
but
factor.
Ian, they did pick Oakley.
Yeah, they
Because
still partner with
they have
Oakley, yeah.
the Oakley Meta
And
Vanguard.
Oakley said, "You're joking. We can't cope with the sale here."
No. The kind of their sports glasses, the Vanguard
Are
smart glasses,
Oakleys?
are Oakleys.
Oh, were they
Yeah.
Oakleys? All right,
Yeah,
I
I
didn't know
have
about
the story
that.
here. That's the other one. I'll throw it in the chat for you.
Throw in the
Yeah,
chat. I
mean, these
yeah.
are projecting onto the inside of the screen, are they not?
Yeah, that's the interesting part as well. So
So
you
there's
can.
going to have to be a very flatness, whereas Oakleys tend to do an awful lot of wraparound stuff.
Yeah, they
So
are.
I
If you look
think
at the
there's probably
second
a
eye, well,
challenge there.
yeah, if you look at the second pair that they've been, which is the sort of spec, again, the kind of like a Geordie visor from Next Gen. It's
The other
Yeah,
problem
those
you're
are
going to get
the
as well.
Oakleys.
The Oakleys.
Yeah.
The Oakleys are
See,
like
if you
a
want.
Geordie, yeah.
If you want wraparound Oakleys with prescription lenses, you have to have two lenses that are mounted on the inside.
Yes, you do. I looked at
That's what I
so,
had when I had my
and
Smith wraparounds.
yeah. So
Yeah,
I think
special
there's going to be a
edition for all
limitation
that.
with those that are going to be.
It's going to not be good for fellows of a certain prescriptions in there.
Well, I think in general the optical design, you know, the combination of the structural design of the glasses plus the optics to get the heads up in the right place is quite a trick. And
It is. You do need something a little more chunky.
I think it's going to take some time for them to figure out what the best alignment, you know, where's the best place to put the heads up display, where it's not in your too much in your field of view, but enough in your field of view to be useful. I mean, if this wasn't a Meta product, it'd be interesting to try them out, but there's no fucking way. I'm sorry, there's no way I'm buying, you know,
No
buying a
worries, we
product
can
that
edit.
force. That forces me to.
That's a hugely strong statement from, has to be said, that's
Don't
a hugely strong
swear.
statement from Tom. Holy
Well,
crap.
I mean, I know all of our data is everywhere, but Facebook is just so egregious
It
about
is.
sucking up your data
Yes, I
and
agree.
violating all
That I
their.
have to agree on. And
I'm not a big.
Manipulating people, like all of that.
Right.
Yes,
But
and.
I would love to try smart glasses, and you know the features on these look interesting enough that if it wasn't Meta, I'd be tempted to try them. You know, I wouldn't expect them to be perfect. You know, it's still one of those sort of beta products.
So what
That's
you're
like Google
saying,
Glasses,
Tom,
the original one.
what you're saying as a Windows user is you're waiting for the Apple smart glasses.
Yeah, if Apple had smart glasses, I'd try them. I mean,
Okay, interesting.
I would even be more comfortable with Google than Facebook, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Google will do
That's
that.
saying something right
Yes.
there.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is really an indictment on Meta, if I'm more comfortable with Google.
But
the,
that
I
is
mean, the big
clearly.
thing with Google glasses was that they were accessories for white folks,
They
and I'm not
were,
sure that
yeah.
these are any different.
Nope.
No, none of them are any different. No.
That's a yeah, yep, I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, the Vanguard, I can like the Oakleys, I can see that being having more appeal, but it's a very niche market to begin with, right? Because it's mostly
Yeah,
for
right.
athletes, so.
Yeah. If you're aiming at sports folk that want to have, that want to
There I
film
could see it.
their performance and stuff, it's.
But people talk about what's the next platform beyond a phone, and to me, the closest thing so far is glasses. And even
Yeah,
that
it
is
is.
still, to me, a companion to my phone,
It's not if it's done right, but the current iteration of glasses are basically, I mean, the technology is not there yet to do like the
Well,
compute you
surely
need.
this is the point that if you're going to do technology, it's got to meet Star Trek, or it doesn't float in the market. So I think the market here is the D space that was in Daniel Suarez's Daemon. And unless your glasses do exactly what the glasses did in that, you're pointless going to market.
I agree. I love the idea of some of these things and the whole recording thing of the Facebook one. I mean, there's stuff I'm doing that I can make really good use of those, but again, don't trust.
I mean,
Do not
I
trust.
have a Vision Pro and I would love to wear it like all day everywhere, but I'm also not gonna wear that outside because it's just too big and too clunky. But if that was in glasses, I mean, I usually wear contacts, so if it was in contacts, even better.
Oh my
But
God, yeah.
I'll do glasses if I have to, because I think that could work.
I mean,
Meta.
having ha But
Sorry, Tom, you were going to say something sensible.
having just been
I
in a foreign
wasn't.
country where having just been in a foreign country where I had to use Google Translate to interact with shopkeepers and so on, it would have been so much nicer if you had smart glasses that did that live translation bit. Oh my
Oh,
God.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where this stuff kills,
That
isn't
would
it?
have been worth $1,000, if you
Yeah,
travel
that
a lot.
directions, like you can basically project the path
Yeah.
you have to take when you're going somewhere on the ground, stuff like that. There is a lot of
It's
really good use cases. It's just the technology
Hitchhiker's
isn't
Guide
there
for the
yet.
Galaxy. Hitchhiker's Guide for the Galaxy built into your glasses.
Oh,
Babel
yes.
fish. Come Babel fish, the whole bit.
I want that.
I want that. I've still not got it yet.
All right,
Phone's
so
getting quite
I'm not sure I want
curious.
the slimy fi slippery fish in my ear, but that's a different story.
Yeah. But we have to start somewhere.
You have to start.
All right, so we all need corrective lenses. And Patrice, you just happen to be wearing contacts instead of
Yes.
glasses.
I still have glasses for like the evenings and whatever.
Sure. And so we get the need to wear glasses all the time. The people that don't need to wear corrective lenses all the time, how many of these people really are going to be okay committing to wearing glasses?
I think they
Like
would.
enough of the time.
There's enough folk wearing them with clear lenses in them because it's a fashion statement. So yes, why
I was just
not?
about to say that. There's a lot of kids out there wearing clear lenses. There's also a lot of people wearing glasses with bone conduction instead of hearing aids with no lenses in them.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I
I remember an
mean,
Eric Sykes skit on Terry Wogan where they said, "Have you got lenses?" Glasses wearing, and he shoved his finger through the lens and scratched his eye. And he went, "No, it's their bone conduction hearing aids. I just wear
I
them
mean,
for that."
think about it. Like watches, like used to be on chain. Well, first on churches and then on chains that you were carrying around. We have watches on our wrists. People are totally fine with carrying that around. We carry around phones all the time. I think people, if there is
Are you
enough.
suggesting your wrist doesn't work without a watch on it?
Maybe it
Be
doesn't.
careful how
Maybe it does not.
you answer this. It's a family show.
Maybe it doesn't. No, but I think if there is enough value in it, people will do it.
If I put my watch on the other wrist, it smells like someone else is telling the time.
Yes, the
Ewan,
time is
I know where you're going, and
different.
you are right at the edge of that line.
Dancing on the tightrope.
It's been years since I tickled myself. No, that's not a reference to what I was talking about. That's a reference of me making a joke that I actually found my own joke funny. But yeah, I think this is wankerware. Going back to the old quick change lens belts and things like that for photography, it's wankerware.
You're going to look like
a Batman utility belt with lenses.
Exactly. I mean, we used to take the piss out on the photo show all the time. It was just like, and it was called wankerware, and it was just something to put on that made you look a bigger wanker than you really were.
Yes, people do that all the time.
Which, once again, is really saying something. All right. So, Tom, you have
my next token.
Yeah, so let's move on to the next wanker. Not you, Tom. Company.
So my story is a guy wrote a story about the history of Pandora, and I guess it's the 20th anniversary is why. So it's kind of blew my mind that it's been 20 years for Pandora. But for me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, Pandora was the first streaming music service I used.
Yeah.
And you know, it was kind of king of the hill for a long, long time. And it was really interesting
It made its name because Apple included it, didn't it? And there was a leak that Apple included it in the OS.
In the launch, when
it
they,
was
when
exclusively
they first
there was no Spotify,
apps.
There was no anything else. Yeah, that's right. It's Pandora.
So apparently, the guys at Pandora had started working on an app even before Apple had announced intentions to create the ecosystem for an app. So that, you know, they were ready to go when they launched. So you probably know the history. They were king of the hill. They got up to 80 some million users at their peak. Their revenue, annual revenue, peaked in 2015 at $1.2 billion a year. I mean, they were just sky high. And of course, you know, they lost the market primarily to Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to me. I didn't realize one of the key things was their use model. They focused on creating a radio-like listening experience where somebody else, in this case, an algorithm, chose songs based on your preference. So it's like tuning to a classic rock radio station, and then you get a bunch of classic rock songs. And they, you know, they pioneered the Music Genome Project to help drive that algorithm, of course. And one of the reasons they did that was because the license that they needed from the music companies was basically the same as a radio station, because they weren't allowing people to pick songs and whatever. And that license was much cheaper than the license for the kind of listening where you allow users to pick particular songs. So it was a financial decision.
Yeah.
And apparently the music companies hated them because they weren't paying them enough money, and they preferred companies like Spotify.
Who aren't paying them much money either, but
different. Yeah, it's more than Pandora, but not very much. and because Spotify was paying them more money with a different license model, paying more royalties, the music license companies greatly favored Spotify.
Yeah.
And I think Pandora is down to something like 40 to 45 million now, which is still not nothing. And honestly, I still use it because I kind of like the radio style when I'm in the gym. I turn on one of my stations. I get an ad every 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really bother me.
Because you grew up with the radio.
Yeah. You know, and you know, everything's got ads now. Podcast, you know, everybody has ads. You know, it's nice to be able to skip ads or get ads free. But anyway, it was interesting kind of looking under the hood of the reasons why Pandora sort of fell behind and why Spotify won. I hadn't really thought about it before.
Yeah. I mean, I think, isn't Pandora older than Spotify even?
Yeah, it's like 5 years older, I
I'm
think,
trying to think, do we
roundabout.
have it over here in the UK? I can't remember it being
Yeah.
here.
No, it's worldwide. You could have it anywhere. Like it was actually pretty big in Germany, like for a while, because it was radio, but you had it on the internet, so it was kind of nice.
Yeah, and you could curate, based on your likes and thumbs up and thumbs down, you could kind of curate your own channel. And that's one reason for me, the stickiness of Pandora is I've spent so much time curating my channels that, they're really good for me. And it still gives you a little bit of discoverability because once in a while it'll throw in something you've never heard before.
Yeah, but I mean, as you said, Spotify kind of took over, and I mean, basically all the streaming services have that feature. I mean, Apple Music has what is it called?
Same
Radio
thing.
stations, basically. Spotify has them. Like, it's basically the same thing nowadays. So they
Well, and
basically
it
just
sounds
copied
like
that.
the younger people like to create playlists, pick their own songs, share their playlists with friends and things like that, which
Yes.
you can't really do with Pandora.
Yeah. I mean, if you grew up in the age of like either buying your songs online and basically creating your own playlists or Spotify, then like it's kind of feels wrong that you don't have the level of control that you're expecting.
Right, that's why I think the younger generation has no desire to use Pandora.
I
But and
remember
the,
same for
I
TV,
remember,
linear TV.
Okay, first, I just looked in 1Password to see how old my Pandora login is.
Oh, that's a good question. Do I still have a Pandora login?
And so
That's a
my
good
Pandora
question.
login, the date on it is from 2008. That's the year that I transitioned all the passwords that I had in whatever else I was using, because I'd been doing a thing where I was using 1Password, but what I had previously, which predated the existence of 1Password. And finally, I'm like, I got to move everything over. So that would have been 2008. So my Pandora password predates me using 1Password. But I remember using Pandora all the time. And then when Spotify came on the scene, I would jump over to that and use it some, and then I just kept going back to Pandora because it was a superior experience.
Yeah, I had the
Did
same thing. I tried Spotify for about a year when it first came out, and it was early,
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
I just didn't like the use model very well.
Jeff, did you say your password predates you? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, my password predates me.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's pretty
I
cool.
my time stream is nonlinear,
Oh,
so it's
okay.
possible for me to, well, I mean, we do retro
Did
rewatch.
you just slip
That should
into
be obvious
bullshit
to you.
there? It did sound remarkably like
It
that.
sounded like you
Yeah.
slipped into bullshit, yeah.
Yeah,
It's
remarkably
yes.
bullshit, remarkably bullshitty.
It's, potato, potato.
Bullshit, bullshit.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Pandora.
Nice.
Wow.
How old
I
are
get,
you?
I guess I should check out Pandora
20
again.
years.
Twenty years. Oh, okay.
It feels long.
It does feel long. Yeah, it feels like they've been around for longer.
I mean, it predates the iPhone. Think about
But
that.
yeah, that's incredibly time-wise.
Yeah. I mean,
You
it's
know,
about the same as.
we were all listening on web interfaces on our PCs,
Yeah. I mean,
Oh, the
it's
internet radio.
kind of around the time when YouTube came around, right? I think something like that. So 2006, I want to say. Five, six,
Probably. I
like
think you're
that.
right. I think you're right.
Do you know, I wanted to call you out and say you were wrong, but I think you are. Yeah,
I'm probably
I think
wrong.
I've, I think I think I've over I think I've overaged YouTube.
Yeah. Tom, you pointed out we were listening to all our Pandora stuff on our PCs sitting at our desk. And it reminded me, that's when I realized that you could tell when your cell phone was about to ring because you're listening to Pandora and all of a sudden your speakers would start to go da 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 da.
Oh, that is so true. I do remember
Oh,
that.
good times.
Was the same on BTN when we first started, 2000, 2008, first doing shows, we get like phones, we get in the background, you're like, someone's phone's about to ring, and then bang, Rice's phone would go off, or Greeny's phone would go off, or Muller's phone, whatever. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, you tell stuff like that to kids today, and they're like,
What?
"You're crazy.
You're crazy."
You're making things up now.
Yeah.
By explaining landline to
Yeah, good luck.
him. Yeah. Yeah, good times. Well, speaking of communication systems that are
Oh.
obtuse and unbelievable, Patrice, tell us about your story.
Yeah, my story is basically Microsoft getting away with murder again, kind of. Well, not murder, really. The European Union has been investigating basically every major tech company for one thing or another. So Microsoft, of course, is also in the mix. And in this case, it's about Teams, which is also crazy, but okay, why? But sure. Their problem seemed to be that because Teams is a communication tool, but they bundle it up with the Office Suite and sell it, and so it has an unfair advantage against, well, Slack and Zoom and all the others. That is a problem. And they actually decided it is a problem and were about to punish Microsoft. And then Microsoft said, "Well, you know what? We're just gonna basically we offer a plan without Teams for a little bit cheaper, and people can choose. Is that fine?" And the European Union said, probably after getting some money somewhere under the table, "Yeah, sure, that's totally fine."
On, that's mate. That's going to open me up to a claim.
No, that's fine.
Just
I'm kidding, of
to
course.
Atlanta.
Round
I'm
envelopes are
okay.
passed.
Brown. No, but it's like, but it's it for me. It is definitely a little bit weird that they're saying. I mean, I don't know. That's what I wanted to bring this. I don't think that is enough of a change to say, "Well, we're selling it separate for cheaper now, but we still bundle it, and companies will still buy it probably because if it's cheaper still."
See, you've made a fatal flaw here, Patrice.
Yes. What is that?
The fatal flaw you've made is that the decision's been made and it's not a problem, so therefore, it's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. The
The
US said it's not a problem.
referee has blown the whistle and not awarded a free kick.
Yeah, it's unfortunately true, yeah. Yeah. So I still disagree here. I still think, I mean, they should have unbundled it. If a company wants to buy everything from Microsoft, hey, they still can.
You
But
just want half of that backhander so you can buy a plane.
that would be nice. Probably don't even need the half, like probably 1%
Alleged
or something.
backhander. Alleged
Alleged, yeah.
backhander.
Didn't
Alleged.
happen. It never happened. No, but it's
But
like
Patrice deserves that plane, okay?
I do, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of I can see the argument, to be honest, to say, I mean, Microsoft has a pretty, I think they're basically the only company almost on the market that does anything like an Office Suite that
I
is.
was just going to say, Zoom is locked out of the corporate market fairly well at the
Yeah,
minute. Because
yeah.
everyone that I talk to anywhere in companies is always, oh, well, let's have a Teams call.
Yeah,
And I'm
exactly,
like,
yeah.
yeah, but Teams doesn't like Keynote, so you can all piss off. I want Zoom. And they go, no, we can't do Zoom. And they can't do Zoom. They've locked. I mean, Zoom
Yes.
saved their arses during
Oh,
lockdown.
yeah,
it
no
did.
kidding.
They've all
Yeah.
forgotten that now and gone, oh no, it's Teams because they
Yeah.
bought it with the bundle. And so
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Microsoft is stepping away from it, going, we don't mind, it's fine, because they've already got everyone
Yeah,
locked in.
that's
It's
true.
the horse is not just out the gate, it's galloping down the street.
Yeah, that is true.
Completely.
Right,
Yeah.
here's the irony to everything in this conversation in this very moment. My annual payment for my Zoom package just processed. I just got the alert
Yeah.
that I just paid for
They
another
knew we were
course.
talking about it. They thought Jeff's going to cancel. Holy shit. Best charge him
Better
now. Let's
charge
run
him
his call back
now.
right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, we are using Zoom, and I think it's the better product, but it doesn't matter.
Great. It's way better. I mean, the pictures of people are all over the frigging place. At least we're like kind of semi-regular here, and you can put an extra one down the corner and have graphics, and you can switch between them on the recordings. I know you don't do that, but you could.
My data is anecdotal, but most of the people I talk to that work in U.S. corporations, even though they have Teams and all the Microsoft Office bundle, they always call me on Zoom.
Because it works.
Zoom yeah. is so much easier.
But at some point, at some point, somebody in the finance department is going to say, how come we're paying for Zoom when we get Teams as part of our bundle?
Our company is like that. We have Teams and we're using Teams. But for any global town hall or anything bigger, they still use Zoom because Teams does not support it.
Yeah. In the company that I work for, anything
always
Zoom.
Yeah, most things internal, it was either Teams or Zoom, but anything external at all, anything mm-hmm. external with a customer mm-hmm. was all Zoom because mm-hmm. customers hated mm-hmm. Teams.
Yeah.
And we didn't, so didn't want to put...
Is the Apple of communications tools because it just works.
It is.
It works with all the things that you want to share with. You want to share something with, Zoom just works.
Yeah.
Teams doesn't care, doesn't give a toss.
Yeah.
Because the customer, the user on the other end doesn't even have to have Zoom installed. You just give them a web link, they click it and it works.
That works. Yeah, mm-hmm. and I mean, we can do things like this show with Zoom because I can pull out the individual video streams and with Ecamm rearrange them very easy. Doesn't work with Teams. Teams doesn't support it.
Can you imagine during lockdown if you had to talk to your family, your non-tech members of your family, and try to talk them through setting up Teams?
Yeah, no, forget it. No. You would have all died
never
out.
Never would have happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'm part of a networking group for business, and when lockdown hit, they bought 10,000 licenses for the world, literally overnight. So you remember I used to sit on the drive in my van with an Ethernet cable. I had 300 megabits a second in my van with a cable that was plugged into the wall.
Yeah, I remember that.
I used to go on networking meetings with all my mates and sit and talk to them, and that Zoom kept me sane.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely kept me sane during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You know, you and I also remember your kids bringing you drinks, adult beverages, and pizza out to the van.
Yeah, oh, Ronnie was charging me a pound of frigging glass for those.
Smart.
Smart children.
I used to open the van, stick the heater on, lock myself in or shut myself in there. Mm-hmm. Brian used to bring me out a vodka and Coke, and I'd she'd take the keys back inside so that I couldn't be done for drink driving.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wasn't driving and I was sat on my own bloody
drive. Yeah, could be done for drunk in charge if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'd have to explain to the police officer, I have my 12-year-old daughter pouring drinks for me now.
If only she'd been 12. If only she'd been 12.
Oh, that's funny.
Good times.
Yes. So, unfortunately, Microsoft, I mean, Zoom is doing well, I think, still, but Microsoft and the corporate world has won. More or less.
They pulled the get out of jail free card. Done. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. You and the whole thing with, can you imagine trying to walk your family through getting this set up? During lockdown, because I had a paid Zoom account, I was able to host a mini family reunion, two funerals, and a wedding reception, and I think I'm missing some other things. But if I didn't have Zoom and was able to just send a link to everyone, all they had to do was click it,
mm-hmm.
none of those things would have happened.
Nope.
Yeah, no, there was entrepreneurs out there who were hosting funerals that weren't even their family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 In retrospect, I missed a really solid business opportunity there.
You did.
Ewan, I see you have a link in here now, so I guess speaking of business opportunities,
have we done Samsung Zero? Tom was ahead of me. I want to jump.
No, we did Tom.
Did Tom before I turned up.
Okay.
Pandora,
the Pandora story.
Pandora story is next.
So you're next.
We've done the Pandoras.
It's all you, Ewan.
So my story is deal is done to keep TikTok in the US. Surprise, surprise.
Shocker. Shock horror. Who's slightest bit shocked at that?
And who's gonna financially benefit from this? Oh, yeah. It's all of his friends. Oh,
no, we don't do politics. Stop.
Sorry,
that's not politics. That's
just fact.
Backward business.
Yeah, that's
States.
The business company. Do take companies. Oracle Private Equity from Silver Lake, Cannabis Capital. Yes.
I've picked this story to kind of highlight the dilemma that we're currently in with politics. Because if you want to change the constitution and get elected for a third time, you're not going to do it if you don't allow TikTok in your country.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
That is where we are.
Good point. Yeah.
That is where we are at. The power of social media and tech mm-hmm. has overrun the desires of all political parties, because they don't get elected without it. They can't change the electing process without it. Mm-hmm. They can't even make decisions which are far-reaching without it. Yeah. And if you look at the march, the Unite the Kingdom march that happened last weekend in mm-hmm. England, that was entirely orchestrated. You know, you had multi-millions of people there. There was people going on, oh, there's 100,000 people. I've been to Twickenham. Twickenham seats 93,000 people. That was not 100,000 people. There was 2 to 3 million people there easily, mm-hmm. Of all races and all colours and all religions. And that was orchestrated through social media. So I'm sorry. You are not going to get elected unless you embrace TikTok. It is that simple. Or Instagram. It is that simple.
It's still bread and circuses, though, at the end of the day, isn't it? When it all boils back down to it, it's bread and circuses. You've got to keep them happy, otherwise they're not going to do what you want them to do.
It's always been like that. That hasn't changed. The medium has changed.
The medium's changed. Instead of sacrificing Christians to the lions and stuff, now it's different. We make sure you can watch cats dancing on pianos. You know, it's what it comes down to. It's bread and circuses yet again.
Who is the largest taxpayer in the UK? Who's the largest corporate taxpayer in the UK at the moment?
I know.
It's Ian, isn't it? He's covering everyone's tax bill. That's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
I don't know. Who is it?
OnlyFans.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
OnlyFans is the largest single corporate tax. Because don't forget, when you get to like the group level of companies, you hive off into separate businesses, so you're not actually paying as a single entity. Mm-hmm. OnlyFans plays, it's absolutely stupid, several hundred million pounds in taxes.
Yeah. And we know that all the tech companies are basically not paying taxes, so that makes sense.
We're doing the best not to.
People want to see videos of cats. They want to watch girls who are maybe showing something, maybe not showing something. They want woodworking videos, and they want to go all out and buy amateur porn. That is where the state of the economy is, and that is where the state of the union is, if you like, in terms of where your finances come from. And for America, unless you embrace TikTok and Instagram, they are the largest payers of income to large proportions of your groups, and they're certainly the largest outsource of people that pay to those organizations for the purposes of content. And you ain't going to get re-elected if you don't embrace it.
Yeah.
And that's a sorry state of affairs, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, I mean,
but it is what it is.
True. It's true. Like,
yeah.
Nobody
and
knows
no
anything.
No, Senator.
Yeah.
I'm still Singaporean.
That was funny.
I mean, if
the other biggest taxpayers are Betfred, Bet365.
Yep, gambling and porn.
Gambling and porn. Bread and services.
And the oldest businesses in the world, right?
Yes.
They moved online, but they're still there.
And gambling and porn. I can think of worse ways to go.
It's true.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. Yep. I'm actually very interested in the official announcement on this coming out, because I have a feeling that that when the dust settles, this whole deal isn't as strong for the United States as it's being presented. It's from everything I've been able to glean so far, it sounds like this is really a deal where there's now another business that manages U.S. TikTok user data inside the United States, And so it's not like TikTok is being sold to an American company.
Yeah.
There would just be an American enterprise
distributor. They're a distributor.
I want to see a White House press conference where Carolyn Revit gets a question where people go, what's changed, Carolyn? What's happened that this is okay now and it wasn't okay 4 months ago, 5 months ago,
yeah,
4 months ago? And she's going to say, you're old media, out you go. Out you go, out you go, out you go. And there's going to be her sat on her own in the middle of the White House press room because they haven't got a good answer as to why this takes place. Poor old Carolyn is going to be thrown under the bus if they let this come up at a press conference.
Yeah. Well, oh, yes.
But I think Jeff's point is important. They're basically creating a holding company that's going to be a distributor.
Yeah.
Because there's this is all wrapped up in a bigger picture of China-U.S. trade negotiations. It's all about, it's wrapped up with NVIDIA and the industry I used to work for. It's all part of the same negotiation.
But it's also not a new idea because China has been doing that exact same thing for decades. They're like, if you want to work in our country, then you need a company that is from here. So what did all the companies do? They found some local partner.
JVs. Exactly. Yeah, joint ventures.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly the same thing. Does it matter? No, it doesn't.
And there's no way that China will ever allow ByteDance to give up control of the software or the algorithm. There's no way.
Right.
And I'm not a TikTok user, but I'm guessing if they ever sold in such a way that the algorithm was not part of it, users would go ballistic.
Yeah, I mean, the one day it was blocked, like, that was insanity.
But I mean, even if they had TikTok, but it didn't have the algorithm, I think people would go...
Oh, no, that wouldn't work. That simply wouldn't work because it's not the service. I mean, the algorithm is the service, really.
Right.
It's not the content. Essentially... The content is watched and gone. Like, nobody rewatches something or barely ever rewatches something. It's the algorithm that feeds you new content all the time.
So essentially, it's a JV, right?
Yeah,
they set up a joint venture in the US.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got to say as well that the from my perception, having used TikTok or using TikTok and Instagram, TikTok is the least of the two offensive. Because my TikTok feed has learned very rapidly what I like watching. Mm-hmm. So I get lots of woodwork videos and I get things like that are things I really want to watch. I get very little that's obnoxious content and very little that's towards the more adult end of what it offers.
But that's why TikTok works.
Instagram, I start clicking on videos and I go through a period where I get loads and loads and loads of woodworking videos and build your own and gardening videos and things that I like watching. But then after a few weeks, it remembers, oh, hang on, you're a middle-aged bloke. I need to show you some big boobs. And it starts to filter back in the big boobs. And of course, I click them. Get me wrong.
So it knows you. It knows you.
But then I go, no. And then I go back to the woodwork videos.
Every couple of weeks, you want some big boobs.
It's worked that out. No, but I think, in all seriousness, I think TikTok has got the algorithm right. It knows what I want. It gives me what I want to see. I enjoy watching it far more. Whereas Instagram is constantly pressuring an agenda on me and certain types of ads as well that I don't want to see. Yeah. It still pressures those onto me. And it is more insidious by TikTok than TikTok by a mile.
Interesting. Because I just sort of moved out, as I said, I fell out with Facebook big style. I moved over to Instagram as a thing to use. And I've quickly taught it that, no, don't show me jiggly girls. I don't want to see that. Please show me pictures of cars and watches and I'll be very happy. And occasional bits of woodwork and other bits of construction that's interesting. And so far it's doing well at not sending anything to offend thine eyes. So I'm
But then you get a girl who's going, at a construction video, but she's wearing a no bra and a high-vis vest.
I haven't seen one of them yet. I'll tell you when I do.
That's the way it comes back, because you're going, I like construction stuff. I like construction failures and that kind of stuff. And then you start getting the other stuff in. It can't stop itself sticking girls with jiggly boobs back in.
Yeah,
because I was trying.
I don't know why. I ain't clicking on them.
My daughter about it. I said, how do I stop this showing me things that I don't want to see? And she says, because they all use it. I said, Just keep looking at the things you
quickly
like,
on.
and eventually, keep looking at the things you like, and it should eventually get the idea that you
And
don't
it.
want to see the other stuff. And it seems to have worked for me, at least.
No, but then it works out you're a 50-something married man and
Yeah,
goes, there's no
exactly.
way
Yes, it
this
wasn't
guy
showing
doesn't
me
want
eager boobs.
boobs. There's no way this guy doesn't want boobs.
No, but
yeah, because 10 years ago you entered your birth date into Facebook and it was 100%.
That is
Yeah,
true.
exactly.
That is true. No, but the problem with both of them, and that's why I've mostly rage quit both of them, is you. I mean, you go there to watch one or two things, and you look up and it's like half an hour is gone because it keeps feeding you things that are interesting. Yeah, of course they're interesting, but they keep you for like basically forever in there, whether you want it or not. Like it needs a lot of self-control to not fall into that trap. And Instagram is equally as good, but TikTok is just better at it. It's always been better at it. Better algorithm.
And it seems better. I don't have that much experience with TikTok, but my experience is Instagram and YouTube, and I don't think either one of those is that great. They're okay,
Yeah, exactly.
you know, in
That's
terms of feeding
what you
me
would
stuff
say.
I like. They're okay. Yeah, just like you said, I think YouTube
They're
is very
okay.
similar. Yeah, they're okay.
I gave up on Instagram last year at some point because I was just so frustrated. All I was seeing was the content, the video content that was being pushed on me by Instagram.
Yeah, to keep you in there.
I was, yeah, to keep me in there, I was not seeing any content from the people I was following.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I just, finally was like, you know what? I give up. I am done. And I haven't logged into Instagram in months. Occasionally, I'll get a message from someone saying, "Hey, I sent you a thing on Instagram. Did you see it?"
But that's the reels. So
And then I'm like, oh,
the
I'll go and
reels are
see
coming from the
what my
people that
friend
you
sent me.
watch, and
Yeah,
that's why
sometimes.
people that's why people dual post and post to reels as well as, because then or they'll post and
They
say, "I've
show
got a
up.
new reel," so that you then go up and click them.
Yeah.
But on the reels on the top, they're only the people you follow. You're not,
The
well, you might get an
stories,
odd
you mean.
advert
The
in there,
stories.
but yeah, the story's at the top. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, but the rest is like, I mean, you have to be super careful. It just draws you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, like I literally like I don't quit apps on my phone. I do quit Instagram because otherwise, just like there's another hour.
Yeah, it's, I mean this in the worst possible way. They have done an incredible job of refining their algorithm to give you the dopamine hit to keep you
Yes,
in there.
exactly. Exactly
See,
that.
that's what I just said. You know, Instagram is getting it. They're far, far more insidious than TikTok ever
They
will
are.
be.
They are. Yeah,
Yeah,
TikTok.
well,
I think
you
TikTok
know,
wanted
it's a
to be
Facebook
helpful.
company.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Chinese, so it must be
It
evil.
must be
Must be
evil. And it must
bad.
be bad.
China.
It's not. China.
Must be bad.
China.
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 Oh. Hey, we should talk about our sponsor.
Yes.
And you, and since you're here and you know so much about our sponsor, do you mind telling people about our sponsor?
Not at all. This
Thank you.
product, this podcast and all the rest is brought to you by China. They subsidize us immensely. No, I'm kidding.
China.
No, so there's awetechnologies.co.uk or
Oh.
technologies.co.uk. They're the people that provide our server. We lost the servers when Sarah Rigo left.
TSO.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I've forgotten them already. TSOhost.com. And we went to Reg123. We're too small for them. So
Yes.
we needed a server badly. So they bought us a server. And we get to run all of this stuff, keep the bandwidth, keeps the old shows. The old shows are still there, aren't they, Patrice? We should
Yeah,
put them
they
back
are.
up
No,
because
everything is up. You can have all of it. All the
we
way
should put
back.
them back up. Yeah, we should put them up. And you can go back and look at all of the Devin McGee's Five of Spades episode and all of the stuff that was out there that that had all the original Mac show hosts in and all of the original tech the big show hosts, Andy McCaskey. I want to shout out to Todd Cochran as well because he passed away last week. He was head of Blueberry and the Tech Podcast Network, which we were part of at the start. Todd was an absolutely awesome supporter of the network and gave us a place to be when we had no listeners. So I'm sorry he's passed away. And Andy made a comment. Andy was a great contributor. He came on the Big Show loads, and he used to work at Motorola when they did the StarTAC. So he was a really cool guest. And Carrie Holtzman was part of Tech
Oh,
Podcast
yeah.
Network and all that kind of stuff. We got Kyle through them. Troy King three came through them as well as so. Thanks to Todd, we got a load of people that came on this network. So a moment's silence for him would be great if you could. But yeah, all technologies give us all the infrastructure so that we can run, and without them, we wouldn't have been able to carry on. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you. All technologies. Hey, Patrice, do you mind telling people real quick about the live chat?
Yeah, I'll keep it short because we're already like a little bit late. British Tech Network, live.britishtechnetwork.com is where we're streaming live. If you go there, you can watch us and talk to us. That's the live chat. If you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, you can see the transcript with all the interesting things we talked about, the links and literally everything. And it goes back to, what was it, 2015 or 16, I think. June. No, it was 2015, I think, to June 2015. So, long time. 10 years. We have
That's a lot of
15
shows.
ish years of shows, and we have about 10 years of chats now.
Yeah, we did. I mean, our first, the first daily show was July 2008. The first big show was 2009.
Yeah,
I
yes,
think
and
the
that one we
first
have, I
Max
think.
show was 2010. So
Yeah,
we've been around for
more than
18 years,
yeah.
16, 8, 17 years, 18 years.
Everything that's on
It's
our
a long
website
time.
from 2000, I think eight or
Yeah.
nine onwards, we still have. It's all there. You can go and watch it if you want.
I have some good mates and a lot of happy memories around this network. So I'm coming
And
back. I'm here more often,
and
honest.
some funny
You
shows that
are
we
here
did
more
drunk.
often.
So go find
Yeah, we need to
them.
keep one of those shows off the thing, particularly. I'll send you a message.
All right, well, then I'm going to point out that I was completely sober when I did the on location from CES
Oh, that was
coverage.
a
Are you
that's a
sure about
seminal podcast. That is a seminal
that?
podcast. That was that much hilarity, mate. That was superb. I'll never forget that. There's several
I'm glad I could
episodes I'll
do it
never
for you.
forget. The Debbie McGee's Five of Spades was another one. I don't think we were ever gonna. Did you guys watch the podcast I did with Dr. Happy Mac at his college where he works?
That was good.
Yeah. I mean, and he was like, "So did you not think that you would, shouldn't have done that and kept the sponsorship from Asda?" It's like Asda went, they were going to find us out at some point, better sooner rather than later. My God.
So we should probably do some cool things
We should.
as long as we're here. And Ian, I see you have the first one. So tell
Yeah.
us about your cool thing.
My cool thing is some nice little postcard Lego build things that you can. I think they're mocks being built by AliExpress vendors. I've bought three or four of these now. I've got the one with the Enterprise in, and I've got another one which is Hoth. And they're very nice. They look quite nice out around the place. They're incredibly expensive, about £6, £7 to buy.
Yeah,
They're
these are
mocks, aren't they?
nice. They fit with the ones that Apple designed, or not Apple, Lego designed really well.
Yeah, they're really just a bit of fun. I quite enjoy building them. They're quite easy to build, don't take more than half an hour. It's quite a nice little thing to put together. But yeah, that's my cool. Those are cool things. There's a bit of Lego.
Very
Awesome.
cool.
Can I just
Very
say
cool.
about AliExpress as well? I just want to give them a shout out because we ordered some 200,000 milliamp hour batteries for the cameras, and they sent them through. I had a problem with the supplier because the courier Evry in the UK lost them, and I said, "You
Horrible.
need to send some more." And then they were kind of like, "Well, yeah, but we don't know if you've lost them yet." And I'm like, "Look, I've got a notification. Here's a notification from Evry saying that you've lost it." "Well, yeah, but they might turn up." "Look, this is your responsibility. You need to send them to me." And they were excellent, and they sent me another set of batteries without absolute confirmation that they were gone completely. And then we had a problem where I'd already registered a recall on the bank, and then they said, "Oh, you called the money. Can we give it back, please?" And I gave it back to them. So we've actually developed quite a really trusting relationship now because of the screw-ups that happened. And I have a supplier in China now, and I've asked for a 100,000 milliamp hour battery to go into one of our special boxes, and they're manufacturing, they're designing it and manufacturing it for me, and the price is stupid, ridiculous cheap.
Did you also order a pair of, what was it, size 9 boots? I think only the left side.
Yeah, left only. Yeah. Greenie's chuckling. Greenie's chuckling. But yeah, no, I just was AliExpress is actually a really good source of suppliers if you engage with a supplier in private messages. And I know they go on about, "Oh, you shouldn't do that," but we found each other because of screw ups.
They are good.
Yes,
I
you
mean,
should.
I buy watch straps. Don't buy expensive ones from any of the vendors in the UK. Order them from Ali.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, because
I have
exactly
I
the
have
same.
custom ordered one though from the strap tailor.
If not, I know a brilliant guy. If you want something made to measure,
140 quid.
If not,
yeah.
if
still
that,
cheaper than
I,
Apple's.
I,
it's really
I can
nice.
Recommend a guy up in the Black Isle that does brilliant leather work.
Yeah, still cheaper than
Well,
Apple's.
I had to go Red Forest leather as well. They sent me a strap. I didn't like the colours, but the workmanship is excellent.
There's a guy up in the Black Isle. You talk to John, he'll sort you out. It's brilliant.
So put the deals down in the washroom, and I'll washroom the washroom.
The washroom. Maybe the washroom too.
Awesome. All right, Patrice.
So mine
what's
is
up
unfortunately,
Europe next?
Mine is for it's unfortunately only for Austrians or maybe Germans for now. It's this little thing. So this is a it's called a Strabast, which stands for well, Straßenbahn, so tram. And this is a 3D printed display for like where the next trains are leaving for me. So it's fully programmable. It's really cool. Like I can basically see, okay, like the number two is basically the next one is leaving in 8 minutes. So it's connected to the live updated system here for Vienna. So I can literally live see when the next train around me is leaving. As I said, unfortunately, only for now, at least from Vienna, but it's a local, I think you like some students did that from the university here, but they want to expand it. So I would have a look at that in the future. I will let you know if that goes at other places. It's a really cool.
Does it
idea.
Tell you if the Strassenbahn is named Desire?
It might actually. I don't know. I have to check.
I love that movie. That was one of my favorite movies.
No, because I want to know now whether streetcar was actually a German word that the Americans adopted, or the other way around.
No, I don't think so.
Strassenbahn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strassenbahn.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I never
that's a,
thought
could,
of that.
Could be. I mean, well, it's possible.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, but it's it. Like this is I like it. And by the way, the design is this is how they look like in Vienna. So like if you go to like a tram stop here, they have like the basically the big version of these things sitting there to show you when the next one is leaving. So this is literally
I'm a little surprised that data is publicly accessible.
Vienna is very open
no.
with a lot of data.
Right, so the bus timetables are openly available here. There's
yeah.
an API for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Most cities do that. It's a public service.
There's no terrorist risk because the buses are never fucking there when you want them.
That's true. Whenever I go there, they see me and they flee. Like, oh no,
in
we should
the,
keep
in
going.
In the UK, you can buy a train one ticket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's
so there's a guy. There's a guy who custom makes them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which, if you're on southern trains, again, doesn't increase the terrorist risk because
no.
the train won't be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that is my cool thing for this week. It's really cool.
Right,
I'm using it
awesome.
All the time.
I'm not getting any more work out of Network Rail, am I? No,
oh, no I think you will. They know
well,
they know that you love
it. It's over. It's
that
over.
Was pure comedy for the purposes of a joke. It was not intended to be a true reflection of the British
no.
Rail
no.
service.
They know that you love them.
Of course not.
I
so
love them, mate. They paid
what
for my
I'm
ass.
Hearing is Ewan suddenly has a lot more time to be on shows.
Maybe. Crap.
I don't think so.
All right. Hey, Tom, tell us about your cool thing.
Okay. My cool thing, I always love these DIY things. An engineer created a web server from the microcontroller contained in a vape stick.
Oh my God.
Let me say that one more time. An engineer created a web server from the microcontroller and the rest of the parts.
Whilst
the
playing Doom on it.
Obviously.
Usually that's what you see, right? I can play Doom.
First thing you do, you play Doom on it.
Doorbell.
Holy
so this guy, so my favorite is the description of the person. Engineer and origami artist. Strange combination. Bogdan Ionescu.
Yeah.
And apparently his online name is Bogdan the Geek. has basically disassembled the vape stick. What he found on there was pretty interesting. It was basically a little circuit board, a little like motherboard that has a very simple ARM Cortex. I think it's an M0 processor. It runs at about 24 megahertz. It has 24 kilobytes of flash and 3 kilobytes of RAM, static RAM.
Yeah. And a couple of
peripheral interfaces.
I mean, and crazy that the vape has that much power in it.
But I know. That surprised me, actually.
Yeah.
And for networking, he basically emulated a dial-up modem on the microcontroller, the ARM core, using SLIP over the USB. I guess it's got a USB serial connection for charging or something.
Yeah.
And he's That's gotten amazing. It so where he can serve up pages where the ping time is only 20 milliseconds.
That is nothing.
Wow.
I know. And you can download a full page in about 160 milliseconds, which is pretty competitive.
That is pretty, I mean, it's not blazingly fast, and I'm pretty sure if you had multiple requests, it would probably fail. But I mean, that is impressive for what it is.
He's not going to be called Bogdan the Luddite, is he?
No, he's not.
Absolutely not. I'm going to go around and collect up everybody's discarded vape sticks, and maybe we can put BTN on that. It would be much cheaper.
And you can get it to play a tune.
My mind.
Yeah,
you can
well,
get it to
I
play
tried
Don't
that
Stop
one.
Believing.
I tried that one with the was it the chip I pulled out of
the earpiece thing? Yeah, out of the light thing. Wasn't it? It was a candle.
Oh, yeah, it was out of the light. Yeah,
oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I was trying to get it to play a song. Anyway, so good on Bogdan. I thought that was ingenious. Obviously, he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Obviously. But at least now he can load up his webpage. So there's that.
Right.
All right, Ewan.
Michael thing. Michael
thing. Yep.
No, so a few weeks ago, I've built a deck out the back here, which is raised up off the garden. It's beautiful. It's got a little fire pit in it, so it's lovely. It keeps us warm. We've got some sides come in that will fill the sides up, and they can keep it nice and warm. And I wanted to put a data projector out there. So I said to a group, does anyone know anyone that's got a data projector they want rid of? And someone came back to me and said, yes, I've got some from a lecture theatre. They're dirt cheap. They cost me 350 quid of a 6,000 ANSI lumens twin light projector. And he said, the only problem is they focus at 14 meters. So unless you buy a new lens for them, you're screwed. So luckily, I've put it in my conservatory here. So it stays dry in the conservatory. It links via a 10 meter HDMI cable from my laptop, so I can play stuff on it. And also then I've got a 20 meter audio cable that can run it to a Bose Soundtrack 3 out on the deck. And I use the Ori 4K audio extractor HDMI. So it doesn't broadcast at 4K because the projector can't manage that much, but it does syncing of the audio. It is seamless. It is latency free. Yeah. It looks absolutely perfect. It's just a little 9-volt thing that runs on top of the projector, and it is superb. And it's and some of you guys have seen the pictures in the Slack room, but we've watched Avengers Endgame out there with a high reflective screen on it. It is the bomb. Yeah. And this thing is just awesome. It's a great buy. £20, £24.99 including VAT. And it absolutely flies. It's superb. It's the best thing I bought this year, really. Along with the projector, which is perfectly dry now in the conservatory when it broadcasts, because it's beautiful. It's like this little narrow V that goes out through the windows. I've got to keep the windows clean. That's the negative. But I think it's a high reflection screen, and we can sit out there with the fire pit on, and we can watch.
Yeah.
So you put this box. Yeah. You put this box in between your source and the Bose system.
Yeah, HDMI in. and then HDMI out into the projector, and then you've got an audio. It's only an analog audio as well. It's not.
Pretty typical.
Yeah, it's not a it's not an optical or anything. You can get an optical version, which is £83, but the analog one just does just fine.
And the only downside of the projector is the nuclear power plant you need next to
It's it runs hot, and it when you switch it off, it's
it.
like go in the house, make your cup of tea for bed, get your drink ready, go up, take the pills, come back down, switch it off, because it's
It
a good
takes a
5 to 10 minutes
while.
for it to cool down.
Yes. I used to work next to one of them, so I know
I've got to shoot
the
because Jake is nearly here. It's been
Sure.
absolutely awesome seeing you, but thank you so much for having me on. I'm sorry I was a bit late. I'm at Twitter at Ewan Rankin and the Ministry of Image if you want me on Instagram. I've got to go. Love you all. See you next week, I hope.
All right.
You
See you
enjoy.
later. So
Next
glad you could
week.
join in. All right. So then we're down to my cool thing. And my cool thing, I found a website that has a bunch of screensavers for multiple platforms. And so this
Does it
I
run
don't know
on the
if it,
vape server?
you know, it probably would.
Okay, good to know.
So it's the collection of screensavers that excuse me, was distributed with a bunch of different Linux and Unix distributions, but it may actually have more than that now. I'm not sure, but there are a ton of screensavers in here,
Flying toasters are there.
and yeah, and
Blue
then
screen
flying
of
toasters.
death, yeah.
And the SOD one, obviously, that's the other good one.
Yeah, so they're available for multiple platforms on this website, and you can spend a ton of time just going through and looking at the different screensavers, trying to figure out, oh, what's exactly the right one for my setup. And what I would recommend is instead. So you can download the whole package for whichever platform. Instead of running the installer, go through and pick the screensavers you actually want and then just install those. Because otherwise, you're installing, it's like a ridiculous number. It's like 60 screensavers or something.
Screensavers are not small.
So just grab the ones you want and pop those in. And it's all free. But it's even if you go there just to look at all the screensavers we used to use, it's still a lot of fun. And
Yeah, there's some good ones in there.
yeah, I did take a couple of these and throw them on my Mac. And so I am running a couple of these now. So
Oh,
there
that's
you
interesting.
go.
That's cool.
The X Screensaver website. Okay. So it is now time to start wrapping up. And I'm so glad we're able to do this. I'm glad that the timing worked out that even though Ewan was late and had to leave early, God, what a prima donna. Now, no, I'm glad he was able to join us. That was pretty awesome.
That's funny.
Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me here every Thursday on the Big Show. I'm otherwise on LinkedIn, Ian Grant. On Instagram, ENG underscore watches for my watch chat, for my watch thread. Otherwise, it's TOIBOA on Instagram as well for things I post over there occasionally. Otherwise, that's it. And I won't be here next week. I'll be traveling in Scotland, but I will see you all the week after.
Well, have fun in Scotland.
I shall.
And Tom, where can people find you?
People can find me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social. Thanks, Jeff.
Awesome. All right. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I'm here with you every week on the Big Show and the Mech Show. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcasts, the projects, literally everything. you can find on my website, thepatrice.com. And there's my mug. I have a mug that I like to show here. It's the Retro Rewatch mug, which is really cool. Everything tastes better out of that one. And
it
it's for the show that Jeff and I do together, Retro Rewatch. We rewatch retro TV shows. Right now, we're still in Stargate SG-1 Season 3, Episode 6 should be coming out tomorrow or on Saturday, depending on when I get to it, to edit. But it's Point of View, so interesting one.
Awesome. And yeah, that was fun.
We had a point of view on that one.
We did. We both had point of view on that. Yep. All right. Then for me, Jay Gamut on the various social medias. And I'm most active right now on Mastodon and Blue Sky and Pixel Fed instead of Instagram. And then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS. For the British Tech Network here on Thursdays for the Big Show and Fridays for the Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine, and as Patrice just pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. So with that, thank you for putting a smile on my face on this Thursday. I genuinely look forward to Thursdays for the Big Show and Fridays for the Mac Show because I get to hang out with wonderful friends, and it's just a fantastic time. So thank you. Hey, everyone that's watching, listening to the shows, participating in the live chats, thank you for being here and being a part of this. All of you that watch or listen to show recordings later, thank you for being part of the family as well. Ewan, I know you already had to duck out for today, but hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. And Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. Aw Technology, thank you for being our sponsor. And with that, hey, don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Mac Show and then come back again next Thursday for the Big Show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.